And then there was one, and he's here in studio.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome on into the final edition of this special edition of To The Point with Kristen Burt, because we've got the winner here today, and I am so excited we've been able to do these. So thank you so much to Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. And without further ado, let's interview and introduce the season 14 winner, So You Think You Can Dance, Lex Ishimoto. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know. I was asking you earlier, I'm like, has this sunk in? And you're like, nope.
Oh, absolutely not.
And how much sleep? Because when I left the studio last night, everyone was still celebrating and everything else. So how much sleep do you think you got?
Hopefully a couple hours, but no clue.
Yeah, and I don't think what a lot of people realize is not only were you guys rehearsing for finale, you were rehearsing for tour simultaneously,
yep. And
the rehearsals continue today.
Yep, absolutely. We have like 5 days to build this tour, and we're off.
Yeah, Chicago is the first city.
Yep.
Are you ready for this? This is the good part. This is just the fun part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun, like just being on tour and like trying to give back to like people who supported us, and it's just gonna be a fun time.
Yeah, and this, I always think the tours for the fans, like the, all the meet and greets and stuff like that, that you guys are able to do, it's gonna be, I think, special on both sides.
Oh God, I'm not a meet and greet person, but like, I mean, it's, I think it'll be really fun.
You'll get good at it. You'll realize there's a good little rhythm to it, of course. Well, you know, what we've been doing in kind of all of these interviews, and what's been fun for me is just getting to know more about where all of you guys came from. And I know you're a California baby,
yep,
yourself. And I don't know how many people know, because I was like, I'm sorry, but you're talking to the musical theater nerd. I'm like, I love that you did the national tour of Billy Elliot. But tell me what inspired you to start dancing, because obviously, I think you come from a dance family. Your sister's also in the mix.
Yeah. My sister started dancing before me, and I usually would just be in the studio just, like, looking at her and just being like, I want to do that, you know? And I also saw the film You Got Served, and that was the, like, I was like, I really want to do that, you know? So those two, in general, just, like, mixed up, and once I started, I couldn't stop.
Oh, I love that. But you've been trained. I mean, you really were well-trained from the beginning, very well cross-trained. You weren't someone that just was like, I'm just going to tap,
mm-hmm,
or I'm just going to do hip-hop. You were kind of doing a lot from the beginning, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. From West Coast School of the Arts, that was my main, like, jazz, lyrical, like, ballet studio. And I also trained with Kava Kids, which was for hip-hop. And it was just like, I wanted to do it all. You know,
I know it's interesting because there's a bunch of videos of you younger out there, like when you were dancing, and it looks like that was, you just wanted to eat, sleep, breathe, dance. That was it.
I mean, yeah, it was something I loved, and I that hasn't changed yet.
I like that because it's one of those things too. It's like, you know, you got the goal, you know exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How about school? Were you someone that was interested in school, or were you like, I just would rather dance?
Man, I was a terrible kid in school. bad grades. but at the end of the day, like, it's something like education is something that's really important. But for me, it was just more so like education. Like, I have most of it, and literally college will always be there.
Yep.
Graduated high school, and I said, like, let me take this as far as I can go for now.
I know that you were on tour with Billy Elliot. So was your education, obviously, when you're on the road, you have an on-location teacher that travels with,
yep,
you guys. But did you homeschool at all when you were going through high school after the tour?
No. We had three tutors during the tour. So it was already nice in general. And then I went to OSHA, Orange County School of the Arts, until my junior year, until I moved to Boston.
All right. Well, let's go back just a little bit and talk a little bit about Billy Elliot, because I know that you joined the tour in 2010. I saw the original Broadway cast. We were just talking about someone who was in your cast and the Broadway cast, Gregory,
yep,
Jabbar, who's an incredible performer. You auditioned here on the West Coast, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, what inspired you to audition? Because this, I don't know if people realize, and if anyone's never seen the documentary of, like, the making of Billy Elliot, they send you guys through, like, Billy Elliot school. It's,
yep,
hardcore.
Yep.
Did you know, auditioning for this, that if you got the role, you were going to have to go through this boot camp?
I actually didn't know at all what I was going through, because my mom literally sent me to this audition. She said, go in and just go. And then I did it. Got sent to New York twice for another couple auditions. And when I got back, I got a phone call saying, so you got the role of Billy Elliot. And I was like, what's that?
Because you hadn't seen the show or anything.
I haven't seen anything. So
So you had no idea what you were literally signing up for, which is kind of amazing because the role is, it's intense. It's not an easy role.
No.
It's why all the boys that were nominated for the Tony and wound up winning, they shared it because it's something that I was extraordinary to watch. So how was your singing voice before you started the show?
Oh, it was crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how'd you do accents? Because you have to do an accent in this show as well.
Yeah, it was literally right before we went on tour. It was the 3 months that we lived in New York. New York, that we had all this like training of just not just dance, but like dialogue and how to speak that Jordy accent. And
can you still do it?
Let's see.
Just give us like one line.
Something from the line. Grandma found this in the laundry basket.
It's hard. I can't do accents at all.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely grueling. It's just like the way the Broadway scene works. It's all about like taking notes because you can't really keep track of it because especially when you're Billy, you're on stage for 2-3 hours and you're doing dancing, singing, acting all together.
Yeah. And you're doing almost every single style of dance. I think that was what was most impressive to me because you're expected to do ballet and you're expected to do tap and there's like some the hip hop inspired movement type and things like that, which is perfect for the way you've been trained as a dancer. But now you're adding elements of acting and singing. Yep. When you go to this like Billy boot camp where you're like, Mom, what'd you do? What'd you sign me up for? Or were you just like loving it?
I feel like any kid that was going through that, it was definitely the time of their lives, you know? It's definitely like a once in a lifetime opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I took the best of it and it was just enjoyable.
And how many Billies went out on the road? Because you guys have to rotate. You can't do this every single night, eight shows a week.
We had 4 Billies and we had 8 shows a week. And we had 2 shows a week. But there was definitely one time, one city where two or three of the Billies got sick, and I covered like 6 or 7 shows a week, and that was a lot.
That's when you just did the show and then go to sleep, because it's a lot to expect. And what do you remember from your time on the road? Because going out on a national tour is something so unique and special. You're living in this little bubble with this whole group of people for you did it for a while too, didn't
I did
you?
For 2 years, yeah.
Who was traveling with you? Because you can't travel alone.
I was traveling with my mom.
So you and your mom were like on the road together for 2 years.
Yeah.
And your sister stayed back in California.
Yeah.
How was that on your family?
It was definitely a little rough. As a kid, it didn't really hit me because I was out because selfish me, like I'm having the time of my life, you know, being on tour. But I didn't realize how tough it was for my sister because she had to grow up a little bit faster than she expected. And it's, of course, like hard for my mom because, of course, she wants the family together, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. My husband was on the road for 2.5 years in a show, and I was, by the time the contract ended, I'm like, hooray! Yeah. Like, I was done. Because it is hard on the family member that is at home. Yeah. So, and this is the other thing that I don't think people realize, too. When you get off tour, there's a weird little transition because you have been employed, which as a kid you probably don't realize like there's money coming into your bank account, but also you've been with this family for a long time and then all of a sudden it's not there anymore. What was that transition like for you?
It was definitely like weird, but at the same time, right as like I got off Billy Elliot, it was high school phase, so, and it was freshman year, so it's like fresh meat, like people don't really know what they're going into, so it was like a good transitional phase for me. And I've always been sort of like a gypsy in my life the whole time. Like, I'm always traveling with a suitcase and going everywhere. And it's constantly nonstop. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So it wasn't. That's kind of nice that you were going into high school. Did you grow out of Billy? Or did your mom decide that this was the last contract and you were coming home?
Oh, I definitely grew out of Billy. Like, 2 years after that. Like, it's definitely like one of those things that is absolutely amazing in the time of your career. But 2 years of the same thing over and over and over again does have a toll, you know? And once your voice cracks on one of the last shows, it's...
They're like, bye. Yeah. You know, they do. It happens with Annie's. It happens with Oliver's. It happens with Billy Elliot's. Like, absolutely. It's no joke. And I know, like, the girls that have done Annie, they measure them, like, every 6 months or so. And if you've outgrown the role,
it's
time
done.
To move on.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that funny, though? It's like, you've aged out of Billy, kid.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You're out of here. Yeah. So when you get back... you focused a lot on ballet, didn't you?
I did. I, like I said, I went to high school until my junior year. got my GED, and I moved to Boston to join Boston Ballet for 2 years.
Do you know I studied there?
Really?
I'm from Boston. I went to Boston Ballet School.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I loved it there.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you were in Boston Ballet too immediately when you went there? Or
I went in as a trainee, and then I got promoted to Boston Ballet too.
So did you wind up being there for like 2 years maybe?
Two years.
What was your time like in Boston?
It was definitely, it was hard. Yeah, there was some moments in time where it was very happy, but it was more so me just like, I made the decision to go to Boston like the night of, because I didn't know. And once I moved there, it was literally, I had to grow up a little bit, like a lot. And it was just me like living alone and like being responsible for my own actions and like being able to be on time and knowing what was expected of me and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, I have to get myself to class.
Yeah.
It's not my mom saying, hey, you can go.
Yeah.
Boston, I think, has a really unique ballet scene too. There is tremendous support from the entire city when it comes to ballet. It feels a little different out here in LA, so it was an adjustment for me just to even like have that feeling of like, oh, not everyone like goes to the ballet when Swan Lake's playing. And what was it like for the audiences in Boston? Because their Nutcracker is like a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had possibly 70 shows in Nutcracker during that December time. It's just an amazing place. I mean, Boston itself is such like an artsy place, you know, architecturally wise and the people wise, and such a good community to have. And just like performing for like, especially at the Boston Opera House, like
so that, beautiful.
It's so beautiful, and like when it's filled with people, it's. Every 70 shows is basically sold out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, it is sold out. Do you know they used to do it at the Wang? You know, the big, huge Wang theater?
Crazy.
It is crazy when you think about that. And I don't know if they still do. Are they still doing it from like basically like Thanksgiving to like New Year's? It doesn't matter if Christmas is over or Christmas is nowhere near.
Yep.
You know, you're still over a month away. People go.
Yep. January 1st, we had a show and it was sold out.
Yeah, and you're like, Christmas, it's a week over, but I'm still dancing, in marzipan or whatever else. Yeah. That I always do think is really kind of unique about Boston. And people don't realize like how flourishing the arts community is.
Yeah.
How's your Boston accent?
I don't have a Boston accent except for Ka.
Ka, Pak the Ka and Hava, I don't have one either, but people always ask me, or they always go, you're from Boston. Yeah. I don't hear that, but I'm glad I'm not the only one. I came upon, this is what I thought was super interesting. I came upon Dance School Diaries when I was doing a little research. Seriously, you're 15 years old?
Yeah.
And Nigel produced it.
Yeah.
For Dance On.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's great. You were preparing for Youth America Grand Prix, which is a ballet competition, so.
I mean, that was like one of those moments where like I was started to talk on camera, you know, and that was just like, it was moments where I was just like, they asked me a question. It was just, yes. Yep. Uh-huh. Like, you know, like you don't really know like that you need to talk about what you
need to do. A sentence or two is helpful to us on the other side. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I didn't realize like Nigel like actually produced it, and like it was just like very surreal. But I mean, it happened.
No, it was kind of fun because I was like, you know, I think there was a lot of scuttlebutt at the beginning of the season that, you know, Jenna knew Kiki and Gabby knew you. But let me tell you, people, we're in season 14. The dance scene has changed tremendously. You guys are all working younger and younger. It's not like at 18 you go and start working professionally.
Yeah.
Everyone's starting to work at like 8.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're going to know people and people are going to have relationships and the convention circuit and competition and things like that. So it's not – I don't think it's a thing. Do you know?
I don't think so either. I feel like there was a lot of beef with that, which I think we cleared that up real quick.
I told Gabby. I was like, here you go. Week one, let's just squash it because I don't want to talk about it the rest of the season.
And there is also like, I feel like there's a little bit of talk about like us being professionals that being on the show, and they wanted like non-professionals to be on the show as well. And I completely agree with that. At the same time, I don't feel like if you're not a professional dancer, there's no way that you could have survived the tough weeks of this competition. It's just, there's just no way. You know?
The face of the show has changed. And even, you know, I started covering around season 9. And if I look at season 9 to where you guys are in season 14, it's a 180. It's so different. Everyone comes in very well cross-trained. It's not just like, this is our hip-hop dancer and they can't do anything else. That's not the case anymore. And like I said, like, look at what happened last year in season 13. You've got all these kids and they've got agents and they're working. Yeah. And some of them were working even before they came on the show. Yeah. So it's, I just think it's a non-argument, I guess. That's my thought on it.
But people got their own opinions. You know?
Of course. And they've got social media to talk all about it. So when you had the opportunity to audition, you had left BB2.
Yep.
And you came back here to the West Coast, right?
Yes. I came back. I got hired with Break the Floor Conventions, and I was assisting in choreographing for Jump Dance Convention.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And then I joined Travis Wall's Shaping Sound Company on the second tour.
For June.
Yes.
Yeah.
On that time, So You Think released, like, that we were having another season, and it was adults. And I was literally at a different city, really close to New York, and in a split decision at like 2 a.m. I was like, okay, like, we can take a train there and maybe audition.
So basically no sleep again, and then and then you improv your solo and
just nothing prepared.
I gotta tell you, like, this is like, there was and I haven't revealed who it is, and it doesn't matter who it is, but a former So You Think alum, whom I've actually never met in person, slid into my DMs once the top 10 had been it hadn't been officially announced, but we knew who it was, like some of us in the know. And they were like, this Lex guy, he's gonna win. No, I'm serious. He told me, he was like, he's gonna win. Just watch him. He can do anything. This is your winner. And he also talked a little bit about Logan. He revealed the sex. I'm like, the person. And then also talked about Taylor and said, kind of a sleeper. You might not know who she is, but let me tell you, watch her.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting, like, just sort of like having my eye out already. So I was like, follow, just to see like where everyone was. And, you know, but it's interesting because people have eyes everywhere. People are on, you know, whether they're going to see Shaping Sound or whether they're, you know, going to some of the conventions and teaching and things like that.
Yeah.
People had their eye on you right from the get-go. Yeah,
I mean, I guess in a way it is definitely pressuring, you know, because they, like, it wants to, like, set a bar at some place. Like, you can't really go lower from there. That's especially for myself. I talk to myself about that all the time. Like, once you get to a certain place, nothing but higher, you know?
Yeah, and I talked to you a little bit about this last night, but I was like, a lot of times I think the mental game gets to a lot of the contestants, and I get... the number one thing I hear is, I was not myself. I didn't feel like I was myself. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you were yourself on this season? How did you feel?
I mean, absolutely. I felt like myself, and I definitely didn't want to change any of that. I know I got a lot of roasting for my personality, but that's just who I am, you know? And I'm just the dry, boring self as usual. And if
you're not boring, like,
I don't know.
No, you're not boring. Give yourself some credit because you won. If America thought you were that boring, they would not have voted for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, think about that. Get it. It's okay to pat yourself a little bit.
But I feel like even if I was myself, like, during the whole thing, I feel like I didn't have to be like exciting and like present, like, looking like I was, like, forced to, like, be this exciting character.
You didn't need to be, like, Jazzy Lex, and, like, because then that wouldn't have been you.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was maybe a couple people that, like, through the TV screen, like, that connected with me through that, you know, because not everyone has to be this, like, this exciting person, you know?
And, well, I thought the season was also very well represented in just so many different types of people this season that I thought that there was someone everyone could relate to.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's super important. And I feel like that's why it was cast well, the All-Stars picked well. It was one of those things, too. I sit there and think, you know, we're going to remember this cast quite a bit. Yeah. There's certain casts, like, I always, you know, season 4, season 10, I feel like 14 falls into that group, too.
That's
which
good.
I think, yeah, no, it's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting. And Gabby, now, I heard Gabby threw out that she was the matchmaker. Is she literally the matchmaker with you and Taylor?
I mean, she definitely had
a little big sister role in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Give her some credit for
all
that.
All right, I'm good with that. What do you think you're going to take away the most with in your friendship with Gabby?
It's something like a friendship that won't die forever. She's taught me a lot, and especially taught me that, like, stay present and enjoy the moment and not to dwell on the past or, like, think about the future too much, you know, and really enjoy this moment, because especially during So You Think You Can Dance, like, it definitely, like, started off slow, but it seems like I auditioned yesterday, and, like, the whole journey went by like this, you know, and I feel like it was very important for that. And yeah, she inspired me a lot.
I always find Gabby very unflappable. Like, she doesn't let a lot ruffle her. Did you think that that helped you a lot? Because she's a very, like, this is Gabby right here. Yeah. I always feel like I just know I'm going to get a steady Gabby.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our personalities match because of that. She might have this, like, really, like, good personality, but it's constant. It never, like, it's always there, you know? And I'm always in the down low and super chill. So I feel like that was, like, a really good match for us.
Yeah, I always felt like with the two of you, if you guys had nerves, you weren't showing them. Like, a couple times, there were a couple contestants, sometimes I was like, I'm really worried about them, because I think that sometimes you get things in your head and you start telling yourself stories that aren't true.
Absolutely.
But you're like, America hates me, or the judges hate me, or what did I do? And I see it in their heads, and I see it in the press line sometimes, and I worry. I'm like, oh no, don't let them fall apart.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just the way I am. I don't really get frazzled too much, and I thrive off nervousness, and I don't really like to, like, be angry or, like, be super happy. That's just not me.
You're just Lex.
Yeah.
We're just going to, you know what, we're going to make a hashtag that's like, just Lex. From here on out. Obviously, you have the tour coming up. Do you have your eyes on what you would like to do post-tour already?
I don't know. It depends. I'm just like, you never know what's going to happen after this. Really? So I'm just going to enjoy this So You Think tour, and possibly rejoin Travis's Shaping Sound for the last time, maybe, and maybe go from there, you know.
Will you ever, like, don those ballet tights again, or are you good for now? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, joining a company might be an idea. Ooh. But maybe in the future, you know. I feel like I had a little taste of it, and I got the training that I needed, and now it's just like taking it one step at a time.
Absolutely. Are you someone that's interested in choreographing and teaching? Yeah. I know you're doing some with the jump and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love doing, like, for now, I want to dance, you know, but I definitely have the interest of, like, choreographing and putting work on other people and, like, seeing that come to life. I think that's really special.
Yeah, I love that idea, because there's so many people that have so many ideas, and I just think that the whole area of, like, choreography and dance is really flourishing.
Yeah.
If you had advice for someone auditioning for season 15. Now, don't DM me or anything. We don't have the official pickup, but let's just say that it's happening, because I think it should, and I think it will. What advice would you give to a contestant for season 15?
I feel like a lot of people think So You Think is, like, a very commercialized like, job, you know, like, it's just a dance competition, and that's what I thought too. If you have any, like, regrets or contemplation of, like, thinking about, like, auditioning, like, I don't regret anything that I did during this amazing experience. It was definitely a lot more than I expected. And if you want to grow as not only as a dancer, but, like, know yourself more and, like, what you want to do with your life, like, this is the place to do it.
Oh, I love that. Well, on that note, I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
This is going to be, I think, an amazing few months while you guys go out on tour. And I'm going to go see you guys at the Dolby Theater in LA.
Absolutely.
I always like to tell everyone, I'm like, the Oscars are there. Aren't you, like, so psyched about that?
I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited for you. So even if you're not super excited, I'm like, I'll be the one screaming for the audience. Like, the Oscars are here and you're dancing on the stage. Well, obviously, you know, this has been such a special season. And I know, like, people were just thrilled that you won. Everyone's like, you better be Lex. I was like, who do you think's going to win? They're like, it better be Lex. No one else but Lex, though. There you go. And that mystery person that DM'd me obviously called it way back in, like, April or May. I can't even remember.
Yikes.
All right. If people want to follow you on social media, like Twitter, Instagram, where should they follow you?
Instagram, Lex_Ishimoto, and Twitter at Lex Ishimoto.
And what's your hashtag? Stay legendary.
Stay legendary.
Stay legendary. All right, you guys. Thank you for joining us this season on the special editions of To The Point with Kristen Burt. I will be back at 3 p.m. Pacific time today. We've got season 7's Kent Boyd coming in to tell his story, all presented by Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. We'll see you later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.